Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, For Such a Time as This: My Faith Journey Through the White House and Beyond is a political memoir by Kayleigh McEnany. The former White House press secretary and a prominent conservative media figure, the book combines personal reflection, faith testimony, and firsthand commentary on her experience inside the Trump White House, especially during its final year. Rather than presenting only a political retrospective, it frames public service as a calling shaped by Christian belief, discipline, and resilience. McEnany uses her own path from student and campaign communicator to press secretary to show how conviction can function in high-pressure public roles. The memoir is also designed to give readers an insider view of the administration, media conflict, and the demands of communicating under intense scrutiny. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, faith as the organizing framework of McEnany's public life. The central idea of the memoir is that McEnany interprets her professional path through a Christian lens. The book is not simply a record of events. It presents faith as the framework that gives meaning to career choices, public criticism, and difficult assignments. This matters because it changes how the White House experience is narrated. Instead of treating politics as an arena driven mainly by ambition or strategy, the memoir presents service as a form of vocation. That perspective helps explain why the book repeatedly returns to prayer, scripture, and moral conviction. It also gives the memoir a dual function. It is both a political account and a spiritual testimony. Readers interested in faith-based writing will notice that the memoir tries to connect belief with action, showing how religious identity can influence decisions in elite political environments. Secondly, an insider account of the Trump White House during crisis conditions. One of the book's main attractions is its behind-the-scenes view of the final year of the Trump administration. McEnany writes from the perspective of someone who was at the center of daily messaging battles, pandemic-era uncertainty, and persistent media conflict. This gives the memoir historical value as a first-person account of a turbulent period marked by public confusion and partisan tension. The book does not claim to be detached analysis. Instead, it emphasizes what the atmosphere felt like from inside the and what pressures shaped the administration's communications. That makes the narrative useful for readers who want to understand how political messaging is constructed under constant scrutiny. It also highlights the limits of public-facing roles in government, where every statement can become a flashpoint. The memoir's insider perspective is important because it shows politics as an immediate operational environment rather than an abstract debate. Thirdly, communication as a discipline of preparation, facts, and confidence. A recurring theme in the memoir is McEnany's emphasis on disciplined communication. She presents public messaging as something that depends on preparation, command of facts, and the ability to respond quickly under pressure. This is one of the book's most practical contributions because it turns an insider memoir into a study of communication strategy. The reader sees that effective spokesperson work requires more than rhetorical skill. It also requires anticipation, message clarity, and steadiness in confrontational settings. The book suggests that facts are not just informational details, but tools of credibility and defense. That idea shapes how McEnany describes her role in briefings and media exchanges, where mistakes or vagueness could carry political consequences. For readers, this offers a concrete lesson about leadership in public life. Confidence without preparation is fragile, while preparation strengthens both performance and resilience. The theme is especially relevant in an era shaped by rapid media cycles and adversarial commentary. Fourthly, female leadership under intense public scrutiny. The memoir also functions as a portrait of a woman navigating a highly visible and often hostile political role. McEnany's story is shaped by scrutiny not only because she worked for a controversial administration, but also because press secretary is one of the most publicly exposed jobs in government. The book therefore becomes a study in composure, endurance, and professional identity under pressure. Its significance lies in how it presents a woman's authority in an environment where credibility is constantly contested. Rather than focusing on symbolism alone, the memoir shows the practical demands of performing leadership in public, staying composed, defending positions, and sustaining momentum amid criticism. This dimension will interest readers looking at women in politics, communication, or media because it illustrates how visibility can amplify both opportunity and attack. The book does not present leadership as effortless confidence. It frames it as a sustained act of discipline and resolve in the face of constant evaluation. Lastly, a memoir shaped by political loyalty and moral controversy. The book is distinctive because it does not try to separate faith reflection from the political controversies surrounding the Trump administration. That creates one of its most interesting interpretive tensions. McEnany's memoir presents loyalty, conviction, and service as virtues. But many readers will also read it against the ethical and political disputes associated with the administration she served. This tension gives the book analytical depth because it invites questions about how personal belief interacts with partisan allegiance and public responsibility. The memoir's value is not that it resolves those tensions neatly, but that it shows how one participant understood them from inside the system. For some readers, this makes the book persuasive and clarifying. For others, it may make the narrative harder to accept uncritically. Either way, the book stands out because it is openly situated within a contested political moment and asks readers to consider how faith, loyalty, and public judgment can coexist in the same career. In conclusion, For Such a Time as This will appeal most to readers of political memoirs, faith-centered nonfiction, and books about communication in high-pressure public roles. It is especially relevant for those interested in the Trump White House, conservative media, or the way religious conviction shapes professional identity. The book offers two kinds of value. At once, it provides an insider account of a consequential political period, and it explains how the author understands her own choices through scripture, discipline, and vocation. That combination makes it more specific than a standard memoir and more personal than a conventional political retrospective. Compared with similar books from Washington insiders, it stands out for its explicit emphasis on Christian faith as the lens through which events are interpreted. Readers may not agree with every political judgment in the narrative, but they will find a clear, self-defined perspective on leadership, media conflict, and public service. Its strongest contribution is the way it connects private belief to public responsibility without pretending that the two are easy to reconcile. If you would like to support Kaylee McEnany, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.